You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do, though?
We give the people what they want.
The Rams might not have a quarterback. We have a Heisman Trophy winner, but we start with the best team in the National Basketball Association. The championship Lakers went up against the Grizzlies and handled business, led by, of course, 26 from LeBron and 26 from AD. Jalen, what do you think about the statement the Lakers have made early in the season?
First, I want to set the table because my Grizzlies, because you know how much I love Ja Morant, he wasn't playing. Jaren Jackson Jr., who dunks on anybody with his left hand and shoots threes, wasn't playing. And Winslow, who they got from the Heat, wasn't playing. However, we know, just like in football, the Kansas City Chiefs have distinguished themselves as the best team in the league. Not necessarily saying that it's a slam dunk that they're going to win it, but who I'm picking to win it. It's the same thing with the Lakers in the NBA. They're the team that went to training jet camp, Jacoby, and looked and was like, we got LeBron, who was great in the second half yesterday. And you saw when he made the late shot on Brooks and he told him he was too small. I guess LeBron could do that to anybody if he really wanted to. They have depth. They can play big. They can play fast. They can play in the half court. They're intelligent. They're the defending world champions. Unless COVID or energy or injury derail the Los Angeles Lakers, they will be back-to-back champions.
Oh, they will. And another thing I could see happening is just sort of like fatigue, you know, just sort of malaise. Like Schroeder had double digits in this one and they folded him in well and they're folding in Trez. But this team, as you mentioned, is head and shoulders above everybody else in the league. They're the number one spot. There's a big gap and then it's 2 through 30. However, as you mentioned, that doesn't mean they're gonna win the championship. We've seen what happened over seasons. We've seen what happens in playoff series. There are always upsets, but right now, unlike last year, the Lakers are the clear-cut favorite right now to win the championship and be the number one seed in the Western Conference. One thing that's worth mentioning, though, is third in defensive rating and sixth in offensive rating. Like, third best defense and sixth best offense, that's going to translate to wins no matter who you are. They've been doing it on both ends. And Jalen, one of the teams that wants to challenge the Lakers in the other conference, of course, is another dynamic duo, that of KD and Kyrie. KD has been out for a week with COVID precautions. Guess what? No problem. Kyrie went off. What did you see from the point guard of Brooklyn last night?
I want to celebrate Kyrie because, like I've said, since he and Steph Curry rose to superstardom on the offensive end of the floor, like, these guys are Harlem Globetrotters playing in the NBA. Do you see those moves, Jacoby? We see Kyrie Irving and people, because of his height, want to put him in the box of being a point guard. Look at him like you look at Steph, like you look at Dame. These dudes are prolific scorers who aren't charged with getting 10 assists. He sees himself the same way James Harden does. He looks at himself like a shorter version of Kevin Durant, and I can't front. When I saw him put up 55 against the Spurs a couple of years ago, that's when I thought of that example. I was clearly disappointed in the defensive effort by the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell did score over 30. But for Kyrie to come out and play the way he did against a playoff team with a pair of $200 million players on the other side, it was extremely impressive.
You remember that IG Live when him and KD, when Kyrie was like, no matter who's covering me, I feel like it's a mismatch? He's kind of showing that on the court so far this season. And one thing that's really interesting to point out during this is Steve Nash remixed the whole lineup. The only starter that remained from the previous game to this game was Kyrie Irving. And one of the key things he did was finally replace DeAndre Jordan with Jared Allen. And you look at those highlights from Kyrie. Who's setting all those screens? Oh, Jared Allen. Who's collecting this behind-the-back pass? Jared Allen. Jared Allen played really well. He's clearly a better choice than DeAndre Jordan. I feel like chemistry between him and KD and Kyrie was the reason that he was in the starting lineup to begin with. But not only that, Torian Prince started and Bowen started. And what did that do? The one problem with this team was the defense. That shored up the defense. Utah shot just under 39% from the field. I'm going to say it again. Utah shot just under 39% from the field. And I think that this is Steve Nash starting to figure out that maybe when you have scorers like Kyrie and KD, you should surround them with defenders to help shore up that end of the court. Do you think he will continue to do this throughout the season, trying to find the right lineup?
Absolutely. The only, you know, anchors in the lineup clearly are going to be KD and Kyrie. And we've gone to Nets games together. We've taken this show to the Barclays. So that's kind of a squad that we've adopted. And it's ironic that we get a chance on Wax to cheer for Caris LeVert. Like, I cheer for him and I cheer for Dinwiddie. But you take it personal that Jared Allen ain't starting. You take it personal.
I love Jared Allen.
Yeah, you love Jared Allen so much. Why do you take it so personal? I agree with you, he should be starting. But I want the people to know how much you're a fan of his and why you take it personal that they have the nerve not to start your guy.
Well, it all started in that series against the Sixers. Now, did they win the series? No. But did they go back and forth a little bit? Yes. And Jared Allen showed that not only can he, you know, run, rim, and dunk, he can also play defense against Joel Embiid somewhat. Obviously, no one can stop Joel Embiid, one of the best big men in the league. But then they bring in DeAndre Jordan, clearly because he's friends with KD and Kyrie. And if I'm Jared Allen, I'm like, wait a second. I'm a rising role player in this league, and you're going to bring in this vet who does what? Rim protects, rebounds, and block shots and dunks? That's what I do. And you're bringing him in just because he's friends with them too? Come on now. He's eating in my minutes. But you saw last night, DeAndre Jordan had just under 9 minutes where Jared Allen showed up and showed out with 19 points and 18 rebounds. Wall. The Brooklyn Nets have a lot of options of what lineups they're going to throw out there at different positions because they're so deep. The Rams are having a problem at the quarterback position. And that leads us to this super wild card weekend. Look at this slate of six games in the NFL. I'm not going to see my family all weekend long. We're going to have breakfast together, and then I'm going to say goodnight right as we eat our bacon because I'm watching football for 12 hours every day, Saturday and Sunday. But I mentioned the Rams because they have come out and said that Sean McVay's not going to tell you who's going to play quarterback. Is Jared Goff going to be healthy? I don't know. Is Wolford going to play? I don't know. We'll tell you later. What do you think about the fact that McVay has yet to say who's going to play quarterback against the Seattle Seahawks? And what do you think the key is for the Seahawks to get the victory regardless?
This is an easy one. We all know that Jared Goff, if he's healthy, is going to be the starting quarterback.
Of course, but he's healthy.
It's not brain surgery. And all pro talent on both sides. Just think about that now. We're talking about Goff. But defensively, you still got Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. For the Seahawks, they have Jamal Adams, who has more sacks for a DB this season than in the history of the league. But it starts on the center with Russell Wilson. The way he throws that deep ball to Metcalf and to Lockett the Rocket versus the Rams defense, who's been one of the best at stopping the 20-plus yard passes by the other team. That's the dynamic I'm looking for.
That is going to be a key matchup in this game because when you think about the Rams defense, Aaron Donald comes to mind, but so does that man, Jalen Ramsey. And we remember what happened last time they matched up. He took the assignment of DK Metcalf. He took it personal, and he kind of shut down DK Metcalf. And hopefully he can repeat that performance to bring the Rams close in this one because they will have trouble moving the ball with a hobbled Goff or with someone who I just had to Google last week to find out who they were under center. But one thing I want to point out, because I spent a lot of this season absolutely trashing the historically terrible Seahawks defense. Like, I did a lot of this. I had stats on this show and all that, but guess what's happened to that defense, Jalen? They turned it around. Look at that. Top two over the last eight games in points per games, yards per attempt, and sacks. Think about that. They were historically terrible to start the season, and they have completely turned it around. And if they can get this defense to play like they have played, and they can get their offense to click, they can really make some noise, not just against the Rams, because they're going to beat the Rams, but moving forward in the NFC. Do you think they have a chance at challenging the top of the NFC?
I think they do because of that defensive stat you just shown and that improvement. But also, I must say a name into the atmosphere is going to be a game changer this weekend. Bobby Wagner. You know, we don't talk enough about him because he like Ashford and Simpson. He's solid as a rock.
It's always there.
So
always
we don't
there.
Never give him his love. We don't never give him his flowers. We talking about who going to play quarterback for the Rams. That means they're in trouble. And Bobby Wagner's going to have a lot to say about that.
Jalen, as the men's basketball team from Marquette took the floor last night, they did so wearing all black, and they did so as a gesture in response to the district attorney saying they will not file charges against Rustin Chesky and the other police officers involved in the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. Now, this is obviously the event that led to the stoppage in the bubble of the NBA play, and this is obviously reverberating throughout our society and in the athletic world. And of course, when something happens off the court, everyone looks to LeBron James to make a statement. And he did yesterday again after the game against the Grizzlies.
To hear what happened in Kenosha today was a blow to the heart and to the gut. You know, not only to that community, you know, but to us and to every, you know, I guess, you know, black person that just has been a part of this process and seeing these outcomes for so long.
So, Jacoby, for me, this is about humanity and righteousness. Color continues to become an issue because it seems the majority of the time that unarmed people are harmed, shot, paralyzed, killed, detained by police. They're black and brown people. And when you have a ruling like this, what ends up happening is while the police are charged to protect and serve, it continues to erode the trust of the people that they're designed to support. And it goes even further in some of these cases where the police report was even falsified. So it's extremely important for everybody that's about humanity and about equality to speak up and acknowledge it when it happens, especially if you're a predominant entertainer, athlete, or you're LeBron James. So many times, Jacoby, and it's been a mask on, mask off. It's like, stick to sports and shut up and dribble. But there's an asterisk there. You know what it is? That's if I don't agree with you. And so it's really important when you have a following and you have a platform that you use it. So I was proud of the NBA in the bubble, how the players in the WNBA handled themselves. And I'm extremely proud of how the Milwaukee Bucks chose to not play a game when this shooting took place so they can make a change in Wisconsin. I'm glad to see Giannis is still going to be an anchor in that community. And I'm extremely proud that the NBA is going to continue to let their voices be heard. And again, following the lead of the WNBA. Let me make sure I stress that.
You made some really good points. The WNBA has always been on the forefront in the fight against social injustice. And we all remember the controversy around Colin Kaepernick taking a knee and the sort of reverberations of that through sports and society. And we also need to remember that and remember the role of the athlete in this fight. Now, this is systemic. This is part of our society. This is ingrained in our culture. Athletes taking a knee are not going to solve this. However, you mentioned the Bucks. In reaction to the Jacob Blake shooting and video, the Bucks decided not to play. They didn't play for 3 days. And then a deal was struck between them and not just the Bucks, but the players and the NBA to restart the games that involved, among other things that raised awareness, polling being used in NBA arenas, which I don't say swayed the election or brought one way or the other, but it brought tangible change. And it's things like this that athletes and activism together can cause change. They can't solve the problem, but they can continue the fight against it, which they will. And we will continue here on Jalen and Jacoby. But Jalen, we have a national championship game in college football that's in jeopardy, and also Kim and Kanye in jeopardy too. We'll get to all of that and more right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You are watching Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple.
Coming to you live from Pier 17, the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for your favorite segment where you decide what we discuss. It is
Tang.
Keep It Moving.
Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with a little Jeopardy. For the college football national championship game, keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Due to some COVID cases at Ohio State, they're saying that it is going on as scheduled. However, they do have the 18th as a backup date to play the game. Do you think they should postpone it a week?
I believe that it's going to go on as scheduled, but I'm with you. If they have to postpone it a week, it'll still be a quality football game against what I feel are the two best teams in the country. What I will say is really remarkable that the NFL and college football actually got to complete their season during this climate without a bubble.
Well, we still have the playoffs in the NFL, so let's not jinx it. Moving on to the NFL, a team that is not in the playoffs, the Dolphins, had something interesting to say about Tua Tagovailoa. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He came off a major hip surgery, Demetrius, our producer. I know he didn't have the best year, but this is not the draft to take a quarterback. Don't give up on Tua, Miami. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
J.J. Watt apologized to Deshaun Watson. Okay, J.J. Watt said he's sorry that we wasted one of your years too, Deshaun Watson. What do you think of that?
And also, Deshaun Watson sent out a cryptic tweet that people feel like maybe it's attributed to the future GM that's being speculated that they're going to hire. It doesn't seem he's too enthusiastic about that. But again, here's what I'll say about this season. I'm the number one Deshaun Watson fan, as you know. We're going to charge this year to the game. We got a Billy this year. We got a half a Billy this year. We're going to charge this one to the game. We got to take a deep breath. We got to regroup in the summer.
I have never seen.
We knew it was going to be a challenging year. We knew we weren't the Chiefs.
In my entire life, I have never seen a quarterback celebrated like this with so few wins throughout the season. Like, people acting like he went 16-0. Moving on. We had a contest between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets yesterday featuring the Joker. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hey, man, hit the brakes.
Jokic. Off to a hot start, unlike last season. He had 35 and 15 against the Wolves yesterday. What do you think about Jokic early in the season?
I think as a complete basketball player, what you see of him playing the five, that's what Luka would look like if he was 7 foot tall. That's what Luka would look like. Not only productivity-wise, but body type as well. These guys understand the real estate on the floor. It's like Monopoly. They own Boardwalk and Park Place. Look at those numbers. Didn't we just say this about Luka yesterday? Look at that full court bounce pass.
Beautiful.
Over 30, 15 boards amongst the league. Is Joker still leading the league in assists? Is he still leading the league in assists doing jump hook post moves? Hey, man, that is my guy right there putting in work.
Jalen, the Red Sox made some history yesterday. Keep moving or hit the brakes. We'll hit the brakes on this. The Red Sox hired Bianca Smith, the first black woman to be a coach in professional baseball. What do you think about this groundbreaking move from the Red Sox?
All I know is right now, in particular in our climate, I want to just salute the sisters out there. Black girls rock. We've seen it in political spaces. We're seeing it in sports right now. Big shout to the Boston Red Sox for taking this notable move. I'm going to support her and hope she does an amazing job.
Jalen, Kim and Kanye may be headed for divorce. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this one. There are some reports that she has attained a lawyer and they'll be looking to separate their nuptials. And I will say this. I divorced Kanye like 2 years ago. I divorced Kanye a while ago. Kim's late to the party. Me and Kanye have been divorced. Kanye hasn't. I've been listening to Kanye for a few years now. I don't know what she's talking about. I need a lawyer.
I don't even have nothing to add. You dropped the mic
exactly.
on that one.
We divorced Kanye already. When we come back, we have a major announcement from potentially the number one pick in the NFL draft, Trevor Lawrence.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Look at what is coming up on ESPN and ABC tonight at 10 p.m. Clippers Warriors. Friday night, 10 p.m. Clippers Warriors again. And then kicking off the action on Sunday at 1 p.m. on ABC and ESPN. It is the Ravens against the Titans in a marquee wildcard game of the weekend.
Man.
And then the next day, Monday night at 8 p.m. on ESPN, it is the college football playoff national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State. And playing in that game will be the Heisman Trophy winning Devontae Smith, the first wide receiver to win the award since your fellow Wolverine Desmond Howard. Jalen, do you think Devontae Smith and Alabama can roll the tide all the way through Ohio State to win the championship on Monday night?
And how about coming into this season, their notable receiver was Jalen Waddle, who might play in the championship game, who probably would have been taking home this trophy if he was healthy all year. It just showed the amount of weapons that Nick Saban continues to amass. But I can't front, Jacoby. I'm Big Ten at heart. I won't do it out loud, but you're asking me. I'm going to root for Ohio State. I'm going to wish
good
the Big
you.
Ten win. I'm going
That's
to root
so mature
for the Big Ten.
Of you, Jalen. It seems like Alabama has great running backs and receivers every single year. Well, one of the Heisman finalists, this man, Trevor Lawrence, made an announcement. Surprising nobody, he will enter the NFL draft. Jalen, do you think the Jaguars will pick him in the number one spot?
He's going to be the number one quarterback taken, as he deserves to be. But I got to tell you, Jacoby, being a national champion is awesome. But the last 2 years, he was supposed to be the Heisman Trophy winner. It was delivered to his front lawn, and he wasn't able to secure it. So I'm looking forward to seeing him ball in the NFL.
Before we go, we just want to salute Dr. Dre, who suffered a brain aneurysm. And we just want to say that we are with you, Dr. Dre, and we are glad to hear that you are on the mend to recovery. We will
I
be
love you,
back.
OG.
Tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN.
Well,
make sure you subscribe
soon
to our podcast. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content. Yesterday we tried doing it all podcast exclusive, OG style, Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen had tech issues, disappeared halfway into it. Just disappeared. We're texting, we're calling. I'm like, Jalen left. Jalen left the building. We had tech issues.
Yeah, because I was trying to, like, we're doing the show from the studio, and I was trying to do our Zoom on the Wi-Fi service using my iPad, and maybe it's just too much electronics happening, but the signal kept cutting off.
I just had 2020, man. Remember this summer? We had Wi-Fi problems and camera problems
man.
And audio problems.
Yeah,
and
man.
My kids are in the room, man.
We delivering shows.
Yo, give me the vaccine, dog. I need a vaccine. Yo, I need a vaccine. I got a lot of friends that are doctors, and I've been trying to hit them up. Like, yo, what's the number? Like, what's the number here? They're not even entertaining the conversation. It's like, that's not how that's worked, dog. We got to get all the people in long-term care taken care of, all the health professionals taken care of, everybody over 75, then everybody over 65. And then once we get past phase 1C, then maybe you can get in a long line to get a vaccine. But I can't wait till that happens because I need to get to the gym, dog. I need to get to the gym. I want to go to a restaurant. I want to get out of my house. I'm tired of these kids. Jalen, I want to talk to you about something because I know you've noticed this. You know, I know you love Atlanta. You like their offseason move. They bolted themselves up. They're clearly trying to make a playoff run. It seems their early results have been good. Trae Young is doing something that's making him the most hated person in the NBA. He is the most hated player in the NBA if you're not on Trae Young's team, and I'll tell you why. Because he will go over a screen, and his defender will trail him, and then he will jump backwards into the chest of the defender, get fouled, and then just throw up a shot and not make it go to the line. He's getting like 12 free throws a game. I think he's leading the league right now. What do you think about Trae Young's manipulation of the rules?
So it's not just him. It's something that he's now starting to perfect. This is what James Harden is a master at. Steph Curry, Dame Lillard. I think this is going to be something that the league addresses, and Kyrie Irving does it too. Here's what happens. I know that you want to give the offense the advantage. However, you can't just have a blanket rule that forces defenders to go underneath the screen every time, because each time they go over the top, it's a 50% chance they may get called for a foul.
Yep.
I think that's something that the league is going to address. It's no different than when players used to shoot and all of a sudden you come down and you whack somebody over their forehead that's too close to you. They stop players from doing that. The late, great Kobe Bryant was a master at that. You taking away his airspace, MJ would do that too. They'd jab, stay, pump fake, and jump up and shoot. And then that elbow or forearm coming down and hitting you straight in the face.
Yep, remember, one of your former teammates, Reggie Miller, his legs didn't exactly go straight up and down when he shot his threes. He wasn't exactly going straight up and down verticality style when he shot his threes. And everyone's, and do you remember a couple years ago, it was very similar play to what Trae Young and, as you mentioned, others are doing. It used to be, if you go over the screen, I'm going to jump into you and shoot a three, and they would go to the line for three. They did address that, so that's no longer considered a shooting foul. I think something similar were happening because you're putting the defender in a position where they're trailing you to the basket, so they're trying to keep up with you, but they can't give you enough room. So if you rise up to shoot, especially rise up backwards, that they're not going to bump into you. Like, I think this is going to start being called as either a non-shooting foul or even an offensive foul, depending on the trajectory of the jump shooter.
No. The latter of what you said is just right. That's the change. The change is they're going to become offensive fouls. Because you can't just discourage for an entire game guys from going over the screen, especially in the league where they're shooting more threes than ever, from farther than ever, and with more accuracy. You're giving up wide open shots when you do that. And so that will be addressed. And Trae Young, I'm glad you're talking about the Hawks, because Gallinari's dealing with an injury. But one of my under-the-radar guys, I'm going to just give him to y'all for everybody who don't watch the league like I do. DeAndre Hunter. That's one of my under-the-radar guys. He's tall enough. He played defense well enough. He has good athleticism. He can shoot the three. Won a championship in college.
Reddish and Hunter are two players, young players, that went high in the lottery that people don't really talk about. You know, people don't really discuss Reddish and Hunter as much as they do the people that got drafted around them. Maybe that's because they're in Atlanta and they didn't make the playoffs, didn't even threaten the playoffs. They lost so many games last year, but they've got a really good young core. And those two players are almost interchangeable, not just in position, but also sometimes like, is that Reddish or Hunter? I'm like, I can't really tell. Which one is that? My TV is small. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm the senior statue analyst of the world. And you just reminded me of something that's extremely important. Dominique Wilkins has a statue outside of where the Hawks play, and he deserves. The human highlight film is a legend. It won't be in front of where the Hawks play. As somebody that you know spends a lot of time in Atlanta, the last 20 years, as a matter of fact, downtown Atlanta, within the next 12 years, I'm going to need my Stacey Abrams statue. I'm going to need my Stacey Abrams statue. We're not gonna make this political. We're not gonna make it personal. All I know is when one human being takes the civility that she's taken in order to rally people, in order to get them to vote. Because remember, Jacoby, just like we talk about with police brutality, like our experiences based on our race make our interactions and our history of our trust or lack thereof with the police. It's the same way with the voting system. And what frustrates me as somebody that was there for Barack Obama's inauguration and understood the power of the vote, it always frustrates me when I hear people, I don't care if I'm at a barbershop, I don't care if it's social media, especially if they're a public figure, when they try to tell people that their vote does not matter. That right there, dog, is one of the most ignorant things you can say to another human being. And if you don't believe your vote matter, pay attention to this year's presidential race. Also, what just happened in Atlanta. Your vote does matter. And when black and brown people, led by women, let me say that out loud. Right now on my phone, you know what's trending? Black women. That's what's trending. So whoever can hear me right now, I'm talking about what's trending. Black women. And why is that? Because of what the WNBA was able to do. When the players on the Atlanta Dream realized that their owner did not respect that their Black Lives Matter, you know what they did? They wore T-shirts to represent the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time when they chose to do that, Warnock's popularity, Jacoby, was 9%. 9%. He is now their senator. Both mm-hmm. of those seats got flipped. So Atlanta, I'll be there eating Waffle House, looking for Young Jeezy, hanging out with T.I., listening to Lil Baby, spending time with the kids. I'm gonna need a Stacey Abrams statue in downtown Atlanta.
Not just that.
And that's no cap.
There's gonna be as you mentioned, Dominique Wilkins outside of the arena. There's gonna be Stacey Abrams downtown in that little Olympic Square there. And then there's also going to be Jalen Rose outside of Magic City. You know, just because, you know, it takes a while to appreciate your contributions. You
yes,
know, because it, yes. like, once you you don't get a statue, like, the year after you retire. There's always, like, a grace period of a decade or so. Like, they just want to make sure you're still retired. I'm sure they haven't seen your face in Magic City for quite some time. They'll be like, you know what, just for time served, Jalen's not going to get a statue in Ann Arbor because of bureaucracy, and they're not going to give him a statue in the leagues he played for half of the teams in the league, but he deserves a Magic City statue. You know,
David Jacoby,
just a Magic City statue.
You'll be proud of me. Summer of 1992, I have a picture with Mark Curry, the OG from Oakland. Shout
Love
Curry.
Love Mark Curry.
And Earthquake, the comedian, my guy. I have a picture with both of them from 1992.
1992 in Magic City. 18? You're 18
in Magic
years old?
City. In Magic City. So there's a reason why y'all haven't seen that picture.
It's
I wasn't 21.
It's also part of the code. You can't take pictures in the strip club. Even outside the strip club and distribute those.
Those aren't
for social.
I'm not homeboy that did with Lou Williams. I'm not him, dog. I'm not him. But let me tell you one other thing.
Shout out to Jack Harlow. Love me some Jack Harlow.
You know what, Jacoby? You just reminded me of something. Like, when I look down at my phone, it's like I have... Let me see. Let me just go through here.
Derail coming.
So I have I got Jay-Z. I got Latifah. I got Jamie Foxx.
You got the fake Jay-Z number. Jay-Z got 6 phones. You got, like, phone number 4 for Jay-Z.
I talked to him and Emery the other night. I'm just saying.
Good for you. Good for you.
He saw your brother on Christmas Day. I'm a part of the label, dog. I'm a part of the fam. I'm gonna get a chain. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to get a chain.
You can't ask for chains. They give you a chain. You know, that's like a nickname. You can't ask for one. I could buy a chain. I could buy one.
No, actually, I probably couldn't afford it, to be honest with you. I got to earn it. I got to get a couple more deals. No sleep now. We got the Renaissance Man and we got Puma. One more deal, I'm getting a chain.
Good for you.
I'm getting a chain. But
make sure you check
on Jalen's.
Make sure you check out Jalen's Renaissance Man podcast. It should be by the New York Post. For more, Jalen.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that love. New York Post each Thursday. So check this out, Jacoby. Why I was saying those names is you know whose name is right there next to theirs? Magic.
But that's not Johnson.
And it's not Johnson.
It's not Johnson.
I got him on speed dial. Trust me. I can't front. You want me to tell you something for real?
Sure. It's a podcast exclusive. This is when the real for real happens.
I just had some magic wings like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. And am I supposed to sit here in this chair and believe that you just went there and picked up the wings and then left? Am I supposed to really believe that?
Well, right now,
It ain't the climate to go inside. I didn't ask you if it's the climate. I asked you if you went inside. You didn't ask about the climate. You didn't go inside?
I wanted to. I thought about it. You didn't go inside? You lied to the people? On the freeway, I'm going to teach you a word. On the freeway, I vacillated back and forth about what I was going to do. First of all,
you stole vacillated from me. You're not teaching me a word. And I don't think you really even know what it means. Okay? You really don't know what it means.
So don't teach me a word.
You think you're thinking about it.
Hold on, time out.
Because I know Atlanta a little bit, nothing like you. I know you drove past like 40 wing spots to get to Magic to get those wings. Those wings are good, but I'm sure you could have found some suitable wings on the way. This was logistically irresponsible and inefficient, and I believe you did so because of some of the entertainment inside the wing establishment called Magic City. Don't lie to the people.
That part is accurate. Okay. Because...
You'd be a good witness on the stand.
Yeah, that part is accurate. I can't act like I was coming from the airport and stopped downtown. That didn't happen. But in my mind, I was in Buckhead, and that's only 20, 25 minutes away. You know, instead of being in Alpharetta, it's like 45 minutes away.
I want all the details. What did you order? Because you over-order. You will over-order, and also, you'll never just order buffalo wings. You're not a buffalo wing guy. It's got to be dry rub, naked, extra crispy. So I'm assuming you're by yourself, and I'm also assuming you got like, you got Feed the Fam. So how many wings did you order, and what was the order? Tell me the order. I work at Magic, and I picked up the phone. Magic City, how can I help you?
Okay, so first and foremost, that's kind of not how it goes. It kind of goes in a different way. I text Magic. And then he had the person call me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just call restaurants. I don't text them and they call me back.
Yeah, I text them.
How long has this relationship been going?
Since 1992. I just told you that. That's the longest standing relationship in my life.
But I said it's longer than your kids.
It's like the Fab Five and Magic.
It's like Jeannie Rose, the Fab Five, and Magic. And that's it.
So you text him. Here's what I asked for. 5 different kinds, 2 orders each.
Whoa. 10 in order, I imagine? So we're talking 100 wings? 100 wings?
Yeah. No, it wasn't 100. It was probably like 75, 80. Had a lot of people to feed, dog.
I promise there's leftover wings. So what 5 different kinds did you get? You remember?
I ate lemon pepper.
Yes.
I don't like the barbecue. Not because of the restaurant. It's because I just don't like... I don't necessarily like my... I realized as I got older, I don't like my food drowned with sauce. I don't like my food drowned with sauce.
You always like the dry rub, and you like sauce on the side. Like, if we get wings together, I have to get my sauce on the side, and I have to sauce my wings individually out of respect for you, because I know your preference is to not have them sauced.
So when I looked at them, like, all of them had sauce on them. It was barbecue, it was
buffalo, honey, teriyaki, and, you know, honey glazed.
Yeah. But I ate lemon pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you like lemon pepper. I know you like lemon pepper. Is it, did you get the Lou Will lemon pepper or just regular lemon pepper?
Well, the magic lemon, me, is like...
It's all the same.
So I didn't look at the menu. I didn't look at the menu.
Of course not. You walk up.
You know what?
You park your car. You park your car.
Yeah. Okay, I sat in the car. I didn't go in.
No, you didn't.
I keep telling you, I don't have to go in to get food, dog. I done this. 1992. What part of that you don't hear? 1992. I've been there when it's pouring raining. I've been there when it's closed. I've been there when it's open. I've been there when he's not there. I've been there when dancer's there. I've been there when it's empty. I've been there at 1 p.m. I've been there at 5 a.m. I've been there for Jeezy album release. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I've been in there with Big Meech, dog.
You've probably met 75 different women named Crystal in that building.
Dog, I remember, dog, they made it rain so much. Shout to the BMF, the OGs. Dog. Hey, dog, let me tell you something. I didn't know that they were trying to do this, but it was dope. To throw all the money where it blocked the light, because it's so much money.
Wow. You met Chanel number 5? You met Chanel number 5, Chanel number 6, Chanel number 7, Chanel number 8, Chanel number 9, Chanel number 10, Chanel number 11, Chanel number 12, Chanel number 13, Chanel number 14, Chanel number 15, Chanel number
16. You've been going somewhere down there 30 years, you done seen different waitresses, waiters, chefs, cooks, all of that, dancers.
You want second generation dancers.
VIP.
Second generation dancers. It's like the league, like Del Curry to Steph Curry.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but you know what I learned over the years? I'm an amazing talent evaluator.
Okay. I don't want to ask any more questions because we could veer into a place where we get fired. Let's give it over to the people. I don't want to get canceled. I got a lot of kids to feed. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail and you give Reggie a shout-out, we'll put it on the show.
Gotta shout Reg like the Ledge.
What up, though? Shout-out Reg, Big Crown, and Marvin from Perth. It's Kyle from Oceanside, California. Yep, medicinal. Any chance you guys get the drops back for the podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays? Anyway, I got a cultural or regional for you. People watching. There's a pier near here. I often, in non-COVID times, would go there and watch people for free. And it was, you know, entertainment. Cultural or regional. People watching. Having a good time out there by yourself. Bye.
Oof, I'm going to go absolutely positively universal, however done differently. I think that white people and black people and all ethnicities, people watch, but they people watch in different manners and in different locations. You know, like I've been to the hood. A lot of people outside just watching people go by. And I've been to a nice place like Oceanside Sounds on a nice pier and watch people go by. It's the same activity. It's just different.
And let me tell you what makes it different. You guys call it people watching. We call it peeping or checking people out. That's what we're doing. And or being nosy. Like, we nosy, dog. I used to always say that growing up here, and you know I love my hometown. I used to call this the stare capital of the world. I'm like, I go everywhere in the world, they stare at each other. It ain't just because I'm me. It's like everybody that pull up at a light, dog, you might as well put your head in their window. It's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, a part of that is playing defense, to be honest with you, because you never know what somebody in the next vehicle might, you know, do. But the other part is just being nosy. Like, really, it's just being nosy. And being aware, keeping our head on a swivel at all times. So people watching, I think that's a boss move because it shows awareness. But let me tell you something else that he mentioned that I want to make sure I highlight. I started to learn to do this, and I think it gave me a sense of inner peace. When I learned it was okay to be by myself. And that's extremely hard when you're famous and or an athlete that play team sports, because you kind of always used to having people around and your friends and your family and your teammates and your classmates and your school friends and da-da-da-da. But when I started to realize I could go to a restaurant and just sit down and have dinner.
Oh, I love that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the moments that I was like, okay, I'm starting to mature. So you get a duality. You get the people watch, and you get some me time.
I'll go to a movie by myself, no question. I will go to a restaurant by myself and have so much fun. It's easy for me because I've got a very busy, active home life and a very busy and active professional life. So those little hours or meals or whatever time you can carve out to yourself. And one thing I've learned to do, see, I've built on top of this. So let's say I've got an hour to eat lunch by myself, right? Before smartphones, I used to get the New York Post, right? And just read that. And then when smartphones came along, I found myself sitting at the table by myself, but looking at my phone the whole time. So now I put the phone in my pocket and just be with my thoughts and my food and sort of take a little break. Cause it's like you ever notice, like before you go to take a deuce at your house, you go get your phone. Sometimes just sit on the toilet without your phone. You know what I mean? Like, not every waking moment of respite needs to be your head buried in your phone. And if you got Apple, we all get the same. We get the same results at the end of the week. I know you get them too. Every Sunday when they tell you your usage, the numbers on my usage is, it's out of control. It's like 4 hours and 30 minutes, 5 hours. I'm like, I'm awake for like 18 hours. I'm spending a third of my time looking at this little thing. Doing what? Looking at other people's dinner on Instagram? Like, what am I doing?
I got to highlight time on your something. Phone. I got to acknowledge something you just said. It's hygienic. I believe that's how you say that word. Especially during COVID. I would like to caution everyone. Not only follow Jacoby's advice about not taking your phone in the bathroom. I'm somebody that just always felt like I don't support that as an action. It don't seem sanitary sitting on the toilet while holding like my headset. Phone.
We all know about droplets. We know about droplets in COVID-19. You don't want some droplets to be all over your phone. You can wash your hands after you deuce, but you don't wash your phone. And correct. I will also say this. Because this is like semi-serious or whatever, but I dealt with some pretty bad concussion issues over my life. And one time I had a post-concussion syndrome. Look it up. And I go to the doctor, and he's like, well, there's nothing we can really like do for you. You just kind of got to wait it out. He's like, what you need, and these are two words that have changed my life, and this is real game for everybody listening. He's like, what you need is called cognitive rest. I was like, cognitive rest? Like, I know what cognitive means. It's like brain activity and thinking, and rest is not doing that, resting it. And so he explained to me what cognitive rest is, and I want everyone listening to this to Google cognitive rest and think about how much cognitive rest you get in your day. Cognitive rest is when you're not focused on a screen, when you're not reading, when you're not talking to somebody. It's like sitting on the front porch and just staring out in the horizon, sitting on the beach and just looking at the waves come in. Or, correct, as Kyle from Oceanside says, just kind of sitting there watching people go by. So I can't stress enough how important cognitive rest is. Just like physical health, mental health is important. Just like physical rest is important, cognitive rest is important as well.
And also, here's a separate way to look at it. When you email someone, text someone, or call someone, there's a reason why they didn't hit you right back. They're busy, right? That don't mean they love you less. That don't mean that they don't want to get the task done. And for you, is what I adopted, is that there could be periods of time where you're just not staring at your phone or not staring at the TV, not staring at your computer. It don't mean not get your work done. It don't mean not, you know, spend time with your family and friends, but it's 24 hours in a day. You sleep eight of them. They go, right? You sleep in eight of them.
I wish.
Not you. Not me either. I'm like seven and a half. Really.
If I get six, I feel great. I feel like $1 million if I get 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Oh, man, I do. Kyle, thank you so much for the call.
I know you're moving on, but I gotta say one thing. Get well soon to Andre Young, the legend, the OG, Dr. Dre. Anybody that's ever heard my voice know how much I idolize Dr. Dre as an artist, an entrepreneur. Back in the day as a DJ for the World Class Wrecking Crew. And you know, Jacoby, we had him on speakerphone, on FaceTime in the studio. You know how much I love him. And my godfather, John McClain, signed Death Row to Interscope Records. So I got a chance to spend so very much time with him. And not only do I want to wish him, not only do I want to send well wishes, I want to put coal in the stockings of the clowns that tried to rob his house while he's in the hospital.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to repeat what I said for everybody that heard it the first time. Dr. Dre, billionaire, on the news, gets reported that he's in the hospital. Clowns take that as an opportunity to try to go break into the man's house.
I didn't read this story, but let me guess, they didn't get away with it. I'm just going to throw that out there. That perhaps Dr. Dre, with all of his assets, with the price of his home, perhaps he didn't just leave it unattended while he went to the hospital. Perhaps there's a staff or a security guard or an alarm system. Just an idea. Just throwing that out there as a guess. So these dudes are definitely high, and they're like, wait a second, Dr. Dre's in the hospital? Do you know what that means, Steve? We can go to his house and just walk in the front door and take all of his stuff. Like,
y'all
don't
play those games, dog. See, you just reminded me of something that happens away from the floor that I never talk about that you just made me think about. Imagine being my age, playing in Denver, some place that I've never been before, in the NBA, 21 years old, new house. From Detroit, I'm thinking, I already know they got my schedule.
They know when you're gone.
The world got my schedule.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. They know when you're gone, but they know when you're there too.
Good point.
You see what I'm saying? We can look back at the history of athletes. I love Sean Taylor. Rest in peace. You know how much I love Miami. Like, he was about to come into the league. And he was in the league, but he was really about to take the league by storm as a player. He got killed during a home invasion. He got killed during a home invasion because sometimes they want to break in, Jacoby, when they know you there.
Good point.
And don't think when you're in those situations in Denver, in Indiana, in Chicago, in Toronto, in New York, in Phoenix, I gotta have protection. I got the alarm on when I'm in the crib. I'm a stranger to this town. I didn't go to high school here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a stranger to this town. And so there were many times that I saw athletes, teammates that I played with on the Bulls, Jacoby, while we were playing the game, drove the truck through the garage of one of my teammates and robbed their crib. You can just Google athletes' homes getting robbed. Like, it happens. Wait.
This was a teammate robbed a teammate?
No. One of my teammates for the
teammates
Chicago
got
Bulls.
Robbed. Copy that.
Right. One of my teammates from the Chicago Bulls, while we were playing the game, they were robbing his house.
Wow.
So what do you think? I'm thinking, when I'm driving to downtown Chicago post-game, and my place is on Michigan and 14th, like, I'm sleeping with the strap. You see what I'm saying? For real, for real.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And it's like, for Dr. Dre and for everything that he's accomplished, there's also a level of screw you to that I don't like. You know what I mean? You said it, Jacoby. This dude a billionaire. You don't think he got security? Yeah, so you don't think that he knows that everybody knows that he's not at home. So you're
and also like everybody knows where he lives and how rich he is. He knows that everybody knows that. He knows he's a target. There's a reason the vault at the bank is not unlocked. There's a reason you lock the vault at the bank.
Right. And it just disturbs me that it went down like that. And I just hope he get well, and I'm praying for him. And I'm praying for the family of Jacob Blake. I truly am. I'm disappointed that the cops didn't get some sort of punishment, in my estimation, for shooting and paralyzing him in Wisconsin. And I just want, because there's so many people to listen to this show, and I know we got some law enforcement officers, some political figures or whatever that listen to this show. My number one thing that I want to see accountability for is when police falsify reports. We talk about so many of the incidents that take place, and I just mentioned this to you off wax. And you brought up Breonna Taylor. And what did you say in that example? What did you say in that example?
On the report, it said injuries, colon, none, which is just bizarre. I don't even know what to say about that.
So you're hired and trained to protect and serve. But you know what else you're required to do? Exactly what we're doing right now. Report what you see and state facts. That's their actual job. And for someone to be in the home dead because she was murdered by police, and then for them to put on a legal police report that there were no injuries, that's what I want to see rectified in our country. Happened with George Floyd. I could go on and on and on. The falsifying of the police reports, that really gets under my skin.
Well put, Jalen Rose. And I just want to finish this episode of Jalen and Jacoby with one simple question. Did you go inside Magic City when you got the wings?
I just wanted to hear the music. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to hear the music.
Hold on. A second ago, you had the food delivered to the car. The food was delivered. Sounds like your story changed.
Well, here's the thing.
It sounds like your story changed a little bit, Mr. Rose.
Well, it's two of us in the vehicle, and one of them is my cousin. My blood cousin, right?
So, oh, like actual cousin. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So you already know that we thick as thieves. We've done this drill 500 times. He was with me when you met me, as a matter of fact. When we met at Strokers. What ends up happening, you know, you place the order. He gets a chance to go in there for 15, 30 minutes. You know, 15, enjoy himself. He gets to kind of go enjoy himself.
Takes about 8 minutes to make wings. I don't know what those extra 22 minutes are for. So you ordered ahead. Wait a second. You ordered ahead, so be ready when you got there. And then you went inside for, quote unquote, 15 to 30 minutes?
No. That's not how certain carryouts work.
You don't have to answer these questions.
I'm the carryout king. You're not under warrant.
I did not arrest you. You do not have to answer these questions.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Seems like you told me a couple versions already.
I'm the carryout king. They got good catfish nuggets, too. I'm the carryout king. And that ain't how you place a carryout order. Did you just say call it in? And it's going to be ready?
You just said that they called you.
Dog, that is not how it works. You reach out when you a couple of minutes away, but you know the food is going to take longer so that you're sitting there when it's ready.
All right, listen, I could not co-sign this harder. I want to be waiting for the food that I called in for. So I'll
Talk
call and then
here.
Go to the restaurant and wait.
Correct.
I want you to take it from the kitchen directly
Correct.
To my hands. I
Correct.
Don't want to see it sitting under some hot thing.
There you go.
I don't want you to put the pizza on top of the oven waiting
there
for me.
There you go.
I need it the second it's ready. I want it in my hands in my car. I co-sign that.
Jacoby, I am getting off of the freeway We're riding past the bus station, which in which you can throw a rock at the spot at that point. Already text, oh boy, already had him call. So I'm placing an order that I know when it's gonna take 30 or 45 minutes, but really we pulling up in 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And by the way, I have never, you ready for this? Never, never, never had Uber Eats deliver me food.
No, I don't want to sit in the back of the trunk. I don't want food that's been in the trunk all day with you just driving around and then you pull up and just give it to me. I've never done it either. I've never done it either.
If you cook as much as I cook, you would know that you don't want that many people handling your food and then driving it to you.
I don't want food cooked at 10 a.m. and brought to me at 6 p.m. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Mm-mm. I cook way too much.
I don't want someone to make some food and then just be driving around waiting for someone to ask for it. No.
I
want to
be standing.
Listen, you're doing a great job deflecting from the issue. You're doing a great job deflecting from the issue.
I want to be standing there when my food is done.
You know what? I'm not going to grill you about going to Magic City anymore because you know you went inside. You know you went inside.
I wanted to.
You know you did.
I wanted to.
Did your cousin go inside?
I'm going to tell you why I didn't. I'm going to tell you the only... I'm going to tell you the only reason why I didn't.
COVID.
That's the only reason why I didn't. I wanted to, but then when I saw people coming in and out with masks on, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
No, thank you. No, I'm good. Thank you.
That reminded me.
Yo, I have so much trauma from COVID. I saw a video of a party from 2011 with just mad people next to each other dancing. Like, remember like concerts? Just going next to people without masks on, screaming your face off, just breathing the same air. Like, remember giving people hugs? Remember getting on a subway car packed? Like, yo, I'm so tired of this, man. I would do anything just to not have to wear a mask and take the subway. Anything.
That was my reminder, because when I was sitting in the whip, I didn't have my mask on because it was just me in the car, right? But I'm sitting in the car, I don't got my mask, and then I started to get a little more confident. I'm like, yeah. I might as well, like, he's going to be in there 30, 45 minutes. Maybe I could go in there and grab a beverage, head nod to a couple of records or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I see a few people come walking out. I was like, no, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm like, I'm good.
Y'all need to stop fumbling the vaccine. Whoever it is, federal, state, whoever, stop fumbling the vaccine. Give me my vaccine. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
When the vaccine comes, though, and I get shot in my arm twice, this story may change. Other than that, we're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to for sure.
You're also too famous.